All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. Mick Kerr here at the 2018 Rally for Agriculture out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And Tyler Staffslein from Ryder, North Dakota is here. Tyler, you're going to be one of the speakers.
Yes, sir, I am.
What are you going to tell the guys? What are you helping them rally? What are the rally points?
Well, frankly, I'm just going to present facts, you know, facts about my farming operation. And you know, I was selling soybeans just a couple months ago for about $2 cash more than I can get today. These foreign markets that we've exported our products to took a long time to develop. And it has to be known that if farmers suffer in the state of North Dakota, the whole economy does. I want to continue to promote trade. We all want fair trade, but we cannot possibly shut these partners off and it be good for North Dakota as a whole.
Yeah. And, of course, speaking of soybeans specifically, what, 60-70% of North Dakota soybeans go to China?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're a very important market for us. And if they go out and they find other places to source their beans, which they will, their people will not starve. If they develop those markets, we will have a very difficult time, in my estimation, getting those markets back someday when, you know, whatever happens here plays out. And that's a big concern of mine. If China goes into Argentina and Brazil and develops infrastructure there and they're able to source their beans from them rather than us, they'll do it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your farm up there around Ryder, North Dakota.
Sure. I farm approximately 2,000 acres. I raise wheat, barley, soybeans, durum, flax. We're pretty diverse. Peas, lentils. My wife works for the local telephone cooperative. I'm the fourth generation on that farm, and I have a little boy, and I'm hoping someday he'll be the fifth. It's gonna be a long road, and like I said, we have to have these markets, these foreign markets, to export our products.
Yeah. Now, when the tariffs were first announced way back, it was, you know, we recovered, you know, soybeans went down 60 cents that day, but we got it all back. Now they're back down again. Do you see light at the end of the tunnel? Do you see this thing getting resolved? Maybe not before July 6th, but eventually?
I sure hope so. I think eventually, yes, cooler heads will prevail and we'll figure something out. But it's going to take us talking about this and making sure that the powers that be know that, you know, this affects real American lives. And, you know, the heartland was very robust in electing Mr. Trump. Everybody out here, it doesn't matter your political affiliation, counts on these agricultural markets, from the person who sells you your car to the teacher that works at the school. And the administration needs to know that. To harm farmers by destroying these export markets hurts the whole economy.
Do you think the president will mention agriculture in his speech here later today?
I sure hope so. I mean, it's a proper place to do so, isn't it?
Certainly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Bakken has gotten some, and you're out there right on the fringe of the Bakken. It's got a lot of headlines for North Dakota, but agriculture remains number one in the economy. Right?
That's exactly right. The Bakken certainly is important to western North Dakota, but yes, it also has to be remembered that agriculture is still the number one driver of the economy.
Yeah. All right, Tyler Staffslein, Ryder, North Dakota, thank you very much for being here, participating, and speaking. And we wish you a profitable 2018. You know, at the end of the year, when you start selling the 2018 soybeans, sometime in 2019 probably, I hope there's more money than there is now.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mick.
You're welcome, Tyler. Thank you. All right, now here's Brian Clabundy from Northwest Minnesota, Vice President of the Minnesota Farmers Union. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming out here.
You got your Eat Local hat here at the Rally for Agriculture.
I was getting ready this morning. I said that's about as close as I got to something perfect for this event that I could think of, besides a John Deere hat or something like that. So yeah. I actually drove a tractor over here this morning from Minoman.
Oh, wow. So now what tractor did you bring?
I had a John Deere 8235 I brought over. So it was a nice relaxing drive.
Well, it's sitting right there in front of all those grain trucks, and I guess the message here at the 2018 Rally for Agriculture is what, Brian?
Well, we need help out here in rural Minnesota and North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin. I heard a lot on the radio on the way here about how this is a protest against the administration, and that's simply not the truth at all. We're here to rally for our rural communities. When the farmers struggle, our rural communities struggle. And here today is our our plea for help, basically, that, you know, tariffs are going to do a lot of damage to our rural communities if we don't find a solution, and we're simply asking for help. We're not here to bash anybody or anything like that. We're here to ask for help today, and we hope that message is the one that resonates, not some sort of, as you can see looking around here, we got American flags everywhere. They got North Dakota Farmers Union does a great job. Like I was talking to Mr. Watney before this, he said, well, you got to do something to try to help. Sitting back and doing nothing, you'll get nothing. So we want to get our message out there, and you know, talking to you and other people today, that's what's important here. That's what we're here for today. We want to help rural communities. And if you ask me, Fargo-Moorhead's a rural community. You know, the farm economy impacts Fargo very strongly. So we just want to get out, make sure that we're, you know, getting the message out there. We need a farm bill also. It's not just tariffs. We need protection. You know, the Senate farm bill is a good farm bill, and we want to see that moving forward. So it's maybe not perfect, but it's better than not having one. I can tell you that right now.
Well, and under the no bashing or no bullying umbrella, the president, when he comes to a rally, and it's basically going to be a political rally, he's here to help promote the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, he always seems to badmouth the opponent. And that might, but what kind of message would you have for President Trump here?
Mr. Trump, we need help. We're not here to bash you. We're asking for your help, simply. He has the power to fix some of these trade deals for us. A lot of people are saying, well, you got to have trust in him. We're here today to say sooner is better than later on this. We need to get moving forward on this. There's so much uncertainty out there in rural Minnesota and North Dakota. I think for the younger farmer, for any farmer, just having a little peace at night would help a lot. There's a lot of emotional distress out there right now. And waking up and beans down 65 cents, that doesn't help your day right there. Yeah. You know, we had four countries, I think, that China removed the tariffs from yesterday. Well, that's called retaliation, you know, and it's affecting us. We've been a shining star in trade across the country. It's not our fault that there's a trade deficit. We're, you know, we've been the like I said, the shining star, and we really want to say, don't use us as a pawn, basically, if I could say anything. Use us as an example of what, if done right, is very effective. A lot of farmers have done a lot for trade across the world, so our industry's done our part. Don't punish us for it.
Good words there, Brian. All right, now a Manoman County crop report. The corn's got some stalks on it this week.
Yeah, it does. It's a nice-looking crop so far. Some of the beans were a little yellow earlier, but most of those have pulled through. Driving around the area, looked pretty nice. Got an inch of rain on Saturday again, so sounds like another inch tomorrow maybe, possibly. So we got adequate moisture, a good stand, so from that perspective, we're doing what we can do on the farm, you know. So now we need help at Washington.
Now, did you plant any wheat this year?
No, I didn't, but I saw a lot of fungicide getting put on the way here this morning. So I think guys are trying to get that on. So we've had plenty of weather that's ideal for scab, that's for sure. So I think guys are out there trying to protect a good-looking wheat crop. So hopefully everybody's getting their work done before we get a bunch of rain on it, but things look good. I'll probably help some neighbors combine some wheat, so I always get ready for it. Yeah. Like I got it.
Super. All right, Vice President, Minnesota Farmers Union, Brian Clabundy, thank you very much for what you're doing here today. Sure appreciate it.
Yep, and once again, I want to thank Mark Watney for lining this up. It is important, and hopefully we send a message out there that let's get some help out here in rural communities.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Have a good day. And a profitable 2018 somehow.
All we got is hope at this point.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. We're taking a break here from the 2018 Rally for Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk.